Hi, I am Vitan, and this is From Zero to Success, your podcast for business and personal development.
Well, it's kind of funny because I used to work in a gas station, and I got a call one day from a friend. He's a family friend. My uncle knows him. I know him since forever. So he called me. He said, "I know that you're working at a gas station." And I told him, "Yeah, that's right." And he asked me, "Do you want to make some more money on the side?" And of course, I'm going to accept because the payments I received were like, I don't know if people are going to understand, but it was 400 lifts a month. This is the minimum wage here. And that wasn't enough for nothing because I was 18. I just got out of school. And I needed money to, like, go get my own apartment, get my life together. And I accepted. I started working for him. I started listing items. And then, because I'm that type of person, I like to, like, look into things. I want to know everything. And I learned everything pretty much just from working for him. And I decided to start my own store. So
when was this? Which year?
It was 5 years ago.
Like 5 years ago? Yeah. Okay, I will try to explain 400 lifts around less than $300 currently in Bulgaria.
Yeah, a lot less. Like it's
250?
280 maybe.
280, no. Yeah, the door is not so big right now. You're working for $300, less than $300 per month.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I didn't earn all of the money because I didn't have anything. Like I was so broke and I smoke and I like energy drinks. So what I used to do is like, I hope my boss doesn't see this video, but yeah, I used to like steal cigarettes from the gas station and every day I was at loss. Like, you know, every day you have to like account for the fuel you sold, all the money you made for the day. It was actually for the night because I used to work night shifts.
Night shifts?
Yeah.
How many hours you work?
12 hours a night.
12 hours a night. But maybe you work 2 days and after that you have 2 days off?
Yeah. You work two nights actually and then two nights off.
What's the rate? 15 days by 20 hours, this is maybe 200-300 hours for 400 lifts. Then you work for $1 per hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I get that. And no tips there actually?
No.
It's gas station.
Nothing at all.
Only the salary?
Yeah, only the salary and yeah. And because I didn't have any money, I used to take like cigarettes and not pay for them. And so when the time comes and I like when the boss comes to pay me, she paid me half the money I half that $200 because I made so much losses just by taking cigarettes from the gas station without paying for them.
You paid them on the salary actually.
Yeah.
You didn't steal them.
No, I didn't steal
them. You take them, but when they made your revision.
Yeah,
you need to return the money actually.
Yeah, and she deducted the money I owed from my payment, from my salary.
Then you work all month.
For
she come with the salary 400 leva, but she count that you need to pay 300 leva for the cigarettes and energy drinks, and then you return your salary in the gas station in that time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was pretty much I worked for free, like for a good 3 months.
Yeah, actually for a Red Bull, you work for an energy drink.
Yeah.
I remember my story first time that I meet you, actually.
Yeah.
My partners in Sofia, in the capital, they are programmers and like me, actually, but they code the system. I'm just the guy that helped to create the software, but I didn't write the code. And they are programmers and they receive a lot of tickets from support part and most of the tickets was from you, actually, with your software don't work very well. I talk about smpro.net. It's currently not supported, actually, because we have too many projects right now. But one of my best friends, he will come today from Sofia, actually, Vesku. Do you know Vesku?
Yeah, I know him.
Do you meet him on live?
No, but I think he hates me.
No, he didn't hate you, man. Just we have a lot of requests from you. And Vesco called me one day and say, "Do you know that Marianne live in your city?" And I say, "No, I do not know this." And he say, and Marianne have a lot of troubles again with our software. We didn't work with that. We have problems with the product, with updates, with the time of the update, of the he wants some new options to be right there and a lot of things. And he say, I think that Marianne is one young, very young guy that it's very short and skinny and you can go and speak with him seriously. And I say, okay, I will speak with him. I will ask him where is the problem and we will try to fix them, all the problems, and I call you to drink a coffee.
Yeah.
And because Vesco said that, I was expecting to come one little boy, skinny and not very tall, and 187, and I was 85 kilograms. And I was expecting somebody tall, very, very short and not very... And you come with your car and you go away and I watch like this. You was maybe 120, 110 kilograms, something like that.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, I will be not rude with this guy. I will ask him where is the problem and we'll go away. And that was my story about my first meeting with you. But I understand that you have very serious business with the dropshipping actually. Eh?
Yeah.
And in your best days, how much orders you have per day in from dropshipping? You dropship from Amazon to eBay. This is your main model, actually. Yeah. In your best days, how much orders you do per day, usually?
1,200, like 1,200 orders.
1,200 orders per day?
Yeah.
This is a lot of orders. And currently, how many stores you support with your partners?
Currently, 27 stores.
27?
Yeah.
And actually, how you can move with 27 stores? Maybe you open them from different computers.
It's pretty easy, actually. I have partners, and each of them, every one of them, has like five or six or four or eight stores, in on different computers with proxies, with monitoring software like Dropship Beast.
You use Dropship Beast?
Yeah, and Lister Hero to list items.
After you create new store, how much time you wait before you start using the software for repricing? How much time you use the store before start using the software?
I need 2 months to see if the store is going to get suspended or if there's going to be any issues. But yeah, 2 months. Also, I sell at loss or at zero profit just to make sure I get sales, because that's very important in the beginning.
Great. Actually, where is your, which your market right now?
Both.com and co.uk.
But mainly?
Mainly UK.
UK is better, yeah?
Yeah, it's a lot better now. Nowadays it's better.
But why? Because the pound grow and dollar go last year, or because of the traffic, more traffic there, less amount of restrictions, which is the best things in UK?
The most important thing is it's easier to get into the new managed payments that eBay are implementing.
Yeah, we have Trick in Bulgaria, a very big community in Bulgaria, you know this, but I didn't have in English. And if somebody watch me here, because I have only 200 subscribers, this channel is pretty old, but I didn't have time to create videos. And also I was shy because my English was not perfect. It's still not good, but
it's not bad.
Maybe people understand what I trying to say. If you understand me and answer
it's great.
Me, okay. It's thank you. Then, if you like my video and if you want to receive a notification and not YouTube to decide what to watch, what to show you, you need to click subscribe and don't forget to click on the bell. The bell is the thing that say to YouTube, this is important for me, please show me the new videos. If you have some questions to Marianne, you can write the comments in the comments below and he will answer in some of the next videos. In Bulgaria, we have one trick about the new eBay stores. You can create the eBay store with the location Bulgaria. And because Bulgaria is still not the country with managed payment, it's same for Romania, it's same for the other countries without managed payment 100% applied in the eBay. They didn't ask you for any managed payment, then you can still use PayPal when you are with address in Bulgaria. Your account is created with that.
Yeah, but it's a lot better to be on managed payments now because they have lower fees. It's a lot easier.
But for the beginners, because when you are a beginner and you still didn't have any LLC, you need to have documents for that LLC. You need to have a bank account. In USA, it's not possible to create bank account right now. You don't this, right?
Yeah, I think Mercury can help with that.
Mercury is not allowed by eBay, but if you speak with the support and say that you have a Mercury bank account, they ask you for a bank statement, a verified bank statement, and sometimes they allow this. Sometimes they say that this is not allowed by their. It's 50-50 maybe, something like that.
What about Payoneer?
In the past, Payoneer was having option to create a bank statement because they have a lot of partners, you know this, and they can create you account in different currencies, and also in each currency they have ability to create your account in different banks, like Citibank, Bank of America, and some other banks in USA. And they was having agreement with Bank of America, but a few months ago, 4 or 5 months ago, they say that from now they will not open new accounts in Bank of America. They will stop creating. Then if you have some working accounts, I was having 5 or 6 accounts in Bank of America in my Payoneer account, I can use them for eBay without any issue. But after this change, you can use some other banks, and these banks are not allowed from eBay, and they have restriction, and you have only one option to go to USA, but now in that not very good situation about the world, you know that it's not very, first, it's not very cheap, and second, it's not very smart to go to other side of the world. It will be nightmare, I think.
Yeah.
You will go with the mask in the bank, nobody know you. I think that better option is to sell in Germany or in UK, just because no issue with any payment processor that you want.
Yeah, that's the main reason, like, why we use most of our stores are in the UK.
But these that are in USA, how you manage them?
Well, I pretty much ditch them as soon as they request me to, like, move them to managed payments.
And what you do after that?
I ditch them. I just stop working on them.
You stop the stores?
Yeah.
Then you don't have option also to move them in managed payments right now?
Well, I would have, but I'm going to need a USA bank account. It's not going to work with any virtual bank account.
Then you have same problems like me.
Yeah, absolutely.
In UK, when you start one new store, how much time take you to start get some profit from that store?
A month or two.
1 or 2 months only?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. But how you started? Because we share our strategy in Bulgaria. I hope some of the people here don't know Bulgarian. Then try to share the experience how you start the product with new products.
Well, you look what you search for what's already selling, and you pretty much list the same item, but list it at a lower price. You would need to search for other dropshippers, look at what they're selling, look at what's successfully selling, list the same item, but just cheaper.
Do you use some software about that?
In the beginning, no.
After that, Zeek Analytics maybe?
Oh yeah, Zeek.
Zeek Analytics, right?
Yeah.
I will put the link below in this video about the Dropship Beast, Lister Hero, Zeek Analytics. And if you want to ask something, you can put it in the comments below. If you want to receive a free consultation with me or with Marian and to ask about something more important, you can use my email address. You can read it here. It's support@smpro.net. Actually, I'm very busy actually last few years, but I will try to reply to every mail that I receive. And maybe with some of you, I can do some free consultation just to train my English and to help too. It's free. Of course, it's free. Then you have a lot of stores in UK. And do you have some problems with these stores? Do you have troubles eBay stop you or restrict you or something like that?
No, in UK, nothing. No problems.
No problems in UK. Actually, when I start my course, Zero to Success, in the beginning, I teach the people that they need to start in USA market. But last year, because of the changes, because of the managed payment, because of the restrictions, the problems with the virus and everything else. A lot of information from sellers in UK, in Germany. Actually, most of the sellers are moved in UK.
Yeah.
And maybe it's better, and I start I decide to give advices to all my clients just to move to UK also, like you.
Yeah, that's the best option.
The best
option. It's mainly because of managed payments, because you're gonna need a US bank account, and it's hard to like obtain it if you're not in the US, if you're not a US citizen. And in the UK, you can work with TransferWise, Revolut, I don't know, Moniz, Monzo. It's still gonna work.
I understand that TransferWise and Moniz do some troubles with the sellers last months.
Yeah, they do checks, but yeah, we went through the check from TransferWise. They shut my account down, but yeah, I was able to reinstate it.
You can reinstate that, right?
Yeah, it's back to normal now.
What about the dropshipping in your own store?
You mean my website?
Yeah, what you can say about that? How you sell, how you find items, what's the niche of that store?
The store is a general store. I sell everything mainly from AliExpress, and also I have a private supplier. But for beginners, I recommend eBay, to start on eBay, just to learn the basics, the fundamentals of dropshipping as a whole. So yeah, and for my own store, I sell with Google Shopping Ads. But it's kind of hard in the beginning, and I'm still learning, so I can't say too much about it.
How much time you doing this with the own store?
Actually? 6 months now.
6 months only?
Yeah.
How much is the percent profit from that store, average or something?
Yeah, the profit is a lot bigger than eBay, but most of the profit goes for the ad costs. You gotta pay ads, and last month I made like $2,000 maybe from sales, but most of that money had to go like to pay the ad costs.
Okay,
so not much left.
Then it's not a profit if you pay that.
Yeah.
If you have $2,500, but you spend $2,000 of them for ads, this is not a clean profit.
Yeah.
Then what's the niche of your store?
It's general.
General?
Yeah.
I think that this is the problem.
Yeah, I also think that.
Do you use funnels?
No. Mainly okay. Email marketing and Google Shopping Ads. That's pretty much it.
But if you do dropshipping from AliExpress, you use AliExpress, right?
Yeah.
For a subscription. Okay, if you use AliExpress, you maybe don't have a big conversion from email marketing. You don't have many return customers.
I have return customers, but very, very rare. Not like maybe one in a hundred, maybe.
I think that if you have faster shipping and better price, if you have stock in USA, you will have a lot of return customers.
Yeah, some of my items are shipped from eBay, actually, like from the USA. And on those items, I noticed all of my return customers are from those items because they ship faster, they get to the customer faster. So I think that's a thing also, a very important one.
Okay, Marian, do you think that do you use another suppliers, not eBay and AliExpress?
Yeah, I have a private supplier.
Private?
Yeah, a girl from China.
How you find this one?
In Facebook, in the groups.
And how you pay to that supplier?
Mainly she creates a VIP link in AliExpress, and I pay through AliExpress. It's just like paying for an item on AliExpress, but it's a link that she created, and I pay her from that link.
Okay, then you pay the fees, right?
Yeah, I cover everything.
What's the shipping time from that supplier to your location? To
USA? It varies. It depends on, because she works with a lot of warehouses in China and in the USA, so it's pretty much different. It goes down to what the warehouse has to offer. Like one warehouse can ship the item and have it delivered in 10 days. The other can deliver the item in 20 days. It depends.
Okay, but do you have an option to use faster shipping service?
Well, yeah. It's still depends if the item has it available. If AliExpress, if the item on AliExpress has that shipping option.
Okay.
Or if the private supplier can find a supplier that can ship with a faster shipping method.
But the private supplier will find the supplier. Then this means that they didn't have the items in stock?
Yeah.
They collect them from you, for you, from another place.
They find the best offers, the best shipping speeds and all that stuff. They do pretty much, they do your job.
Maybe they use some sites like 1866.com.
Yeah, I also think
with China offers and it's useful. Okay, what's your platform, favorite platform?
WooCommerce. Yeah, what you mean?
Yeah, this is my question actually.
I prefer eBay, to be honest.
About the website. Which platform is better?
WooCommerce.
But why you didn't use Shopify? Do you ever try it?
Yeah, I tried Shopify, but it's a lot more expensive. Like everything that's for free on WooCommerce, you have to pay for it in Shopify.
I think that Shopify is much more expensive, yes, because you need to pay hosting when you use WooCommerce.
Yeah.
But you can take a hosting for $5-$10 per month.
Yeah, but you also have WooCommerce and Shopify have their pros and cons because in Shopify, the server part is a lot better because you have better connection, better loading speeds and all that stuff. But in WooCommerce, you don't. Like, you have to take care of the server part for yourself. Like, in order to get the page to load in 3 seconds for the customer, you have to do all this coding, all this optimization. And on Shopify, they already have it covered.
To pay monthly fees in Shopify, you also need to pay extra 2%. If you're on the plan for the beginner, you pay $30 per month and you pay extra 2% fees. Yeah. Most of the sellers do around 1,000 to 1,500 per day sales.
Yeah.
And if you made 50,000 monthly, they take from you 1,000 extra money because you use their service.
Yeah.
And also you pay for the plugins, you pay for the plan, you pay for everything. And in the end, you pay a lot of money that you can spend for your business.
Yeah.
This is the reason that I didn't like Shopify. Maybe the other reason is that I can do some of the changes of my website myself.
Yeah, me too.
Most of the people didn't know how to program the things. But I think that if you are serious, you can pay to some programmer $100 or $200 to...
Yeah, you can go on Fiverr, find a developer, he can do the job. Like, you can't be an expert in everything. Like, there's people for everything. You can pay somebody, he's going to do the job for you.
Yeah, but in our country, most of the people try to do everything themselves without...
Well...
From where you learn how to sell on your own website?
I bought a course from a girl.
You buy the course?
Yeah.
And what you learn from that?
Pretty much just Google Shopping Ads.
And
she explained how to create the website, but for the most part, I learned most of the things myself, not from her course. That's why I don't want to mention her, because I don't want to mislead anyone. So I'm not really happy with the course, but... Yeah, it still gives you like a jump start.
Do you know, when I start my course in Bulgaria about the dropshipping Zero to Success, I started for free. And I have it translated in English also. Most of the things without the seminars. Seminars are only in Bulgaria. But when I started for free. And I see one, and with seminars also, the last seminars are paid, but first one was free. And when somebody come to the seminar for free or get the course for free, he didn't start. Most of the time, when people don't pay, they don't have attention about that.
Yeah.
And I think that if you buy the course because you are serious, you can find same information in YouTube, to take some free book or something, some other places. If you buy the course or buy the book, pay for that, you pay and you take attention about that, because what was the price about the course?
It was $600.
When you pay $600, it's normal to watch all course and...
Yeah, you're invested in it. You appreciate it because you already paid for it, so...
Yeah, if I buy this course and share it with you, you will not have same attention about that. I remember that story that the course was not movies, that it was a PDF file.
Yeah, it was just a PDF file and screenshots.
And I was very surprised and say, why you pay $600 for a PDF file? And you say, yeah, but she really know what she actually she do.
Yeah, by the way, I had a partner that we used to work on eBay together, and he recommended this course to me. And I expected it to be a lot better, but
yeah,
but I paid for a couple of PDF files, pretty much.
You didn't know that before pay?
No. He just said, buy this course. You're going to learn how to sell on your own website. And I just went ahead and paid for the course, not knowing it was PDFs. He didn't tell me it was PDFs. He just told me I bought this course. I have some good results. He shared his results with me. So I believed him, and I bought the course. I'm not saying the course is completely trash, but yeah, it could, for $600.
It could be better, right?
Yeah, it should be better. You're paying like $600. It's...
Yeah, but it's not scam. You actually receive. Okay, but okay, how you pay something like with a recommendation of your friends? How you paid? Did you use some landing page with you learn this or that? Like in my course, when somebody opened the page, he see that he will receive consultation, access to the group, a software. He will receive my videos in the platform that I create for the education. Do you have some?
No.
How you pay that?
Just by trusting my friend. Like,
but how you pay to this girl? PayPal.
PayPal, yeah.
She say, send me money here and I will get you.
I found her on Facebook and he had it, had her in his friends list, and he said, I've communicated with this girl. She knows what she's talking about. So I pretty much, just by trusting him, I decided to pay the money for the course.
Okay. And you didn't research anything? She didn't have any videos?
No.
She sold the course without any videos?
She had two videos in the course, actually, and that was just researching for items because she couldn't show them by screenshots, like most of the information.
Awesome. And yeah, okay. I'm very surprised, actually, about that. What was the funniest story that you have, or the most strange story with the sale that you have in eBay, or you remember in eBay at all? I know that you have a lot of clients, as you say, 1,000 per day. Yeah. When you have picks, do you remember some very interesting story to share with the people here?
There's this one story I'm never gonna forget. I had this. It's actually the same guy I started working for when I started learning dropshipping on eBay. He had this item. It was a, how do you call it? It's a box for CDs.
Okay.
CD container, and he had them run out of stock on Amazon. And we used to use your software, SM Pro, and you know that option where when an item goes out of stock, you can have, you, the software can raise the price up. It can multiply the price. So
this was before eBay to put the option good deal canceled to have ability to go to zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, and?
And the software raised the price to the point where one of these cost like $5,000. And one night, as we were speaking on Skype, he said, I received the sale. And it was, he sold two, each one for $5,000. That's a total sale of $10,000 just for these CD boxes.
Then he made two sales for $10,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he started right away. He searched for the same item on Amazon. He found it for $5, sent it to the customer, uploaded his tracking number, and got that $10,000 at profit.
But the customer didn't open the case?
I think he did, but since he sent the item, he delivered the item, he had screenshots and images of the item being delivered,
but he won the case. But he can return the item. I know that story, but...
Well, yeah.
But they close it in the flavor of the... Ah, I remember this story. They close it to the buyer flavor, but they return the money because of the seller protection program. Then
Because he delivered the item. And,
This was because the case was open, not right. Because in normal case, you need to receive the return and buyer can return the item. But it was something like they steal my account or something like that the reason.
The customer, like, instead of opening a return request, he opened the item not received request. And they returned the money to the customer, but my friend kept his money. Like eBay covered the losses.
About the dropshipping in eBay then, do Do you think that it has some good future?
Yeah, it has a bright future. And because of this managed payments thing, I think that dropshipping will never die on eBay. And also one reason I think it will never die is because ever since I started, everyone is saying that dropshipping is dead.
Yeah.
Like for 6 years.
I started 6 years ago also.
Yeah.
Maybe seven. Yeah, 1 year before you.
Yeah.
And when I start, everybody... Do you know how I started, actually?
No.
Boris Gichev, you know it?
Yeah.
I meet him, and he say, we resell from Walmart, you can join. I was supporting the biggest barbecue and biggest wristband websites in the world. I was programmer there. Yeah. They was having their USA, but they are located in USA. They have manufacturing in China, also manufacturing in USA, but they have... they was having, at that time, a local office in Bulgaria. And I was working here in Schumann for them from the office locally. And I say to Gichev, I am programmer, when we meet first time. And he say, we need programmers to help us to support. We need to create some websites and we dropship from Walmart. And I say, okay, it's not a problem for me. And I start working to help them and support. And one day he say, I need new sellers in eBay. Do you want to help? And I say, okay, it's not a problem. And we actually resell items from Walmart to eBay, but he finds some discount, like a gift card or something like that. And he say, why you don't help me with the seller thing? I will give 20% from the sales. And I say, okay, I will help you. And I start in eBay, actually. And work, maybe 2-3 months, and it was not having any software in that. And I say, Gichev asked me, do you have ability to create some table just in the morning to see, to show me only the products that change the price?
You mean a spreadsheet table?
But programmer, programming tool that show you only the items that change, because we was working with the Excel file.
Yeah.
And we just connect one Excel, one generated similar to Excel that check the price in the Walmart, and if the price is changed last 24 hours, just to put it in the top, to arrange them by changing time, and to fill this item change the price from this to this.
Yeah, yeah. And a monitoring software.
Yeah, and this actually, this is the born of the smpro.net. Yeah. And everybody say, oh, sell me this table, please. I want to use it. And after that, can we change the price? Can we change the stock? Can we change the title? Can we change this? I need login. Can I put the associates there?
Yeah.
And it was a whole platform in a few years later. And this is the beginning. After that, we find a DS Domination course. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I know them.
I was thinking to start a resale from Amazon to eBay. And I was thinking, actually, I never shared this story in Bulgarian. I say, okay, I will try this. And first I want to ask somebody. Because Gichev says, it's not possible, man. How you resell something from Amazon to...
Where it's cheaper.
In eBay. It's not possible because it's very expensive already in Amazon. And I start asking. And I find one friend that have one friend, his friend, that... sell in eBay, and I go and ask him, okay, very excited, I find this course, I want to start sell in eBay, and he say, no man, don't lost your time, it's not possible because the price are not good. And I say, okay, but I am stupid at all, and I say, I will find another person that will validate my idea. And I ask another person, and he say same. And I ask 5, 6, 7 people, and nobody from this guys that I find, this was years ago, 6-7 years ago in Bulgaria, nobody say it's working. And I say, okay, I don't care, I will try. And I put some items from Amazon in eBay.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. And wake up at the morning and see some sales. And we start integrating the Amazon in SM Pro. We start working on that and to creating a software. I start sales in Amazon. And this is the reason I just start, but everybody say, it's not possible in the beginning. And after I start, everybody starts saying, it's temporary, man. They will stop you very soon. You will stop. And this is from 7 years, actually. I'm waiting to stop.
Yeah.
We currently have four softwares. I help for Dropship Beast. We work for, we was having, creating Dalio, SM Pro, Lister Hero, Outorder Hero is not supported, and SM Pro is not supported, and I have 5 platforms about that. 4, and the 5th one, I helped them with some ideas.
Yeah, eBay is dying from 6 years.
7, maybe 10, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then you think that dropshipping will continue growing in the future?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, do you think to start some business in Amazon FBA or something like that?
Currently not. I just want to focus more on eBay and give it even more time. I'm already giving it my full time, but I wanted to give it even more time.
Yeah, you have a lot of stores actually there.
Yeah, 27 actually.
How you can manage this?
Partners, people I work with. I can't manage them myself because 27 stores.
Yeah, it's
a lot of work. It's a single person, I think, can manage up to 5 stores, no more.
It depends from how big they are, actually.
Yeah.
I remember when I was having an office here in Bulgaria in the past, my workers was locally here. It's not like to have people in India like now.
Yeah.
And when I started my first Christmas, and sales started growing. But in Bulgaria, after 24th of December to the 2nd of January, nobody worked.
Yeah.
And I say, I don't care. I will not stop my stores. And say to my people here, there was 5 people here to working. And I say, okay, your holiday, I understand that you need to rest. Go to rest. I will cover you.
Wow.
And I wake up in the morning with 100 sales. And I say, okay, it's not a problem. 2-3 hours, because it was not having so good software like DropshipBiz, help to the orders, copy and paste addresses, everything that you need. He just put the right addresses, right products in the... He do everything. It's semi-auto order, you know, that we have fully automated auto orders now. But at this time, I didn't have an option to do this. And I wake up with 100 orders. Oh, it's not a problem. It's Saturday. Start doing this.
I think I even remember it.
3-4 hours.
And in 3-4 hours, you get another 100 sales.
Yeah. I just place them and I just click refresh. Another sales. 50-60 sales. I start doing this. After this, I am finished. And I say, okay, I will go to eat something. Go eat something. Go back on the computer 20 minutes later. Click refresh. 100 new orders. Oh, fuck that. And I start placing this again and again and again. And 3 days after that, eBay give me very good flavor. They stop my account. They say, you grow too fast. Yeah. We will temporarily restrict your sales for 1 week. And I say, oh, they are crazy. I can do everything myself. Why they stop my store? This was my first suspension, actually, temporary. After 5-7 hours, I serve my orders. And the day after the first day after the restriction, I was having 10 cases about the waiting delivery. Some of the clients start saying, where is my item? I waited this item for a Christmas, for a gift for my little boy. And I say, oh, I will return your money, because I see that Amazon was having troubles with the delivery at this time.
Yeah.
If eBay was not doing this step at this time, they will stop my store a week later, because I will lost control of the debt.
Yeah.
They have good metrics, and they also sometimes also know when they stop you, it's for a reason. It's everything, every time it's for a reason, or most of the time.
Yeah, they don't just stop you because they feel like it. They have to stop you.
They just know that if they didn't stop you, it have big chance to fall.
Yeah.
Just to not have a time to place the orders or to send them to the clients, to do good customer support or to deliver them on time. And I was having a lot of cases this week from people that are angry because they purchased the item 2 days before Christmas and they're waiting to receive them on Christmas, but you have delays about the holidays. And I say, I will give you the $20 compensation. Sorry about that. And the clients say very often, say this to my boy. He wait for a bicycle. You want to give him a $20, but he need bicycle, man. I don't care about your $20. You broke the Christmas for my children. And this is the problem. And we need to do this slowly. We need to think about that. We need to have experience to... It's some complex thing. It's not something that you can do for to start and to rise and to do good business after 1 month. It's not possible.
Yeah, you can't do anything, all the things yourself. You always need people to help you, especially when you grow, when you start scaling. And that's the reason you got your account like restricted. And that's a good thing as well, because at least you didn't lose the account. At least it was temporary. Because they know eBay are smart. They are a billion dollar company. They can sense when you're not gonna be able to manage to keep up with all the orders.
Yeah, you are totally right. Okay, thank you that you was my guest today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I hope you can come here in the future also.
Yeah, if the people like what we share with them.
I no really problem. Hope if they like it, just if you like it, just comment below, ask something Marian, or you can find us on the email support@smpro.net, or just it's very important for the algorithm. If you want, you can subscribe and click the bell to receive notification for our next videos. It's very important for me to support me to start growing and to receive more free information. We can do some practice videos in future, maybe. I'm sure in that. And thanks for watching. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Hi, I am Vitan, and this is From Zero to Success, your podcast for business and personal development.